As Adam mentioned, it's impossible to predict the future, but there are signs that more banks are in danger of failing. That was the word from Sheila Blair, the chairwoman of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, or FDIC, this week. Blair was in San Francisco yesterday to assure consumers that even if their banks fail, their money will be protected. That's just part of what the FDIC does. For more on their role in the U.S. economy, here's NPR's Elise Spiegel.
Chris Etzler got the call about 45 minutes before his daughter's graduation. It was a Friday in May, around 6 p.m., when Etzler, who's mayor of Staples, Minnesota, population 3,000, was told that the FDIC had staged a surprise takeover of the town bank. Would he please come down and meet with them?
I mean, my first reaction is, you know, it's my daughter's graduation, but you're being asked by the federal government to show up at the bank, and so I made my way over there.
There he found a scene unlike any other he had ever encountered in his small railroad community.
All these suits, you know. There were more suits in town that day than we see in a long time around here. So a lot of suits, and it was just seemed to be kind of chaos inside the building at that time.
FDIC employees ushered him into a conference room, past men and women who were literally opening rolls of coins to count every penny. They sat him down and explained that the bank, First Integrity, had failed, that FDIC employees would spend the night taking account of all of its assets, but by morning, the bank would be reopened. The FDIC had found a new company to run it. Etzler says he was surprised. He had no idea that this was coming. No one did. Not the bank employees, not the townspeople. The FDIC had been completely clandestine about the whole thing.
They set up shop over at another community 30 miles from here and, went under, false names, and they scouted out where to park cars and everything in town so that they wouldn't come in with 30 vehicles.
Why? The FDIC wanted to avoid a run on the bank. In fact, while they are occasionally forced to negotiate the takeover of failed banks like First Integrity, avoiding bank runs is really the central function of the FDIC. So what is the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation? Where did it come from and what does it do? Jeffrey Miller, a professor of banking law at New York University, explains that the FDIC was born out of the trauma of the Great Depression.
After 1933, when essentially all banks in the United States failed, Congress responded with a fundamental statute, which, among other things, established deposit insurance as a basic policy of federal banking regulation.
Miller says this creation of deposit insurance, the guarantee that customers will be paid up to $100,000 of their deposits, even if their banks fail, has fundamentally altered the psychology of the consumer.
So individuals with money in banks, even if they see on the news that Citibank has had record losses or JPMorgan Chase's problems, they don't need to worry. Their deposits will be protected. And that's had an important impact. It's been extremely effective at preventing massive bank panics of the type that happened in the Depression.
In fact, half a century passed without a banking crisis after the FDIC was created. It wasn't until the savings and loan episode in the 1980s that a large number of banks failed, literally hundreds. In the current environment, only 5 banks have collapsed. But, says Miller, it's difficult to predict what will happen.
Somebody once said that if you've seen one banking crisis, you've seen one banking crisis, which means that they're all different. We're in a brave new world here, and we've got to face conditions that we've never seen before.
The FDIC certainly seems to be preparing for whatever may come. In late February, it placed a large number of job postings in newspapers. The FDIC said it was looking for people with, quote, skill in performing duties associated with financial institution closing. Elise Spiegel, NPR News, Washington.